The Bipolar Friendship Room is about a month old. Founder Greg Glazier is himself bipolar. He says the chat room gives him a feeling of purpose. He says those who are also bipolar or just want to learn about it can bring up issues and share thoughts.
They can either talk about bipolar, their medication questions, concerns. A lot of people have family or friends who have bipolar, and they're trying to understand, learn, and in some cases they have no idea exactly what's going on, and their children are being diagnosed, and they're like, the doctor said this, but you folks have it, so what is really going on from a personal perspective?
Glazier compares being bipolar to being either at the North or South Pole emotionally. He says most people are at the equator, but a bipolar person can be so high with unrealistic expectations, it's like being at the North Pole, and then can fall so low, suicide seems like the only option. Marshfield Clinic psychiatrist Mahmoud Ahmed says there are pros and cons to such chat rooms. Ahmed says they offer group support, otherwise not always available.
It can be beneficial because patients can exchange information and their own experiences among themselves, which definitely give the patient a sense of they are not alone and other people have their similar experiences and they can get benefits from learning from the experiences of others.
Ahmed says chat rooms can also pose risks, such as elevating a crisis situation or keeping people up at night. Glazier says sometimes they do need to talk someone in crisis into getting help. He says it helps to talk to someone who's experienced the same thing. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.